So-Called is sponsored by loveboiseparks.org, which donates profits to support, promote, and preserve open spaces in Boise, Idaho. Use promo code SOCALLED for 10% off all your purchases at loveboiseparks.org.
It's an adventure. You don't know where you're going to go. I had it all teed up to get that dream job, and I had it for 2 years. But look where I am now. I never would have gotten to this spot with this really creative company.
This is Mark Wojcik, and I'm wondering, how's your so-called career? Welcome to So-Called, the podcast that explores the why and how of work. On today's episode, my guest is Lance Davison, owner and principal consultant at the Keystone Concept. When we met, I asked Lance about the Keystone Concept and what he and his company do.
When people ask what I do, I say I'm an urban and natural resource planning consultant. So we will do planning at a city level, but also on a landscape level. But also, having worked in government for a long time, I like helping build, grow, and evolve organizations. I think when it really comes down to it, what we do at the Keystone Concept is we want to bring into a project that missing piece, that key link to develop that project into something bigger than just a project. And so everything that I do is built off of building a long-term relationship with our partner. We intentionally don't call the people that we work with clients. They're partners, they're long-term partners. And so when our company is asked to come in and do work, I always ask a lot of questions first, and then we come up with a lasting project that's going to have an impact both in an organization, for a community, and in the environment.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you like about that kind of work?
I think it comes down to the relationship with the people. I just got off the phone with the other consulting firm that we're working with, and I just enjoyed the relationship with them. I enjoyed building highly effective teams with people that we can produce something that has a lasting impact. And so the biggest thing, really, honestly, is the relationship with people. I want to have fun doing what we're doing together. And if you start by having fun, you're always going to have challenges along the way. But if you start by having fun with an individual or an organization that you care a lot about, they have strong founding principles, then when rocky times come, they're much easier to navigate if you like your team members and have fun doing it. The other piece is tied to the ethic of caring for the land as well. And so it's important that we have the most sound, defensible science for anything that we're doing on the landscape. What I'm able to deliver is that connection to people so they can take whatever we produce and carry it on and use it into the future.
I'm guessing this isn't your first job. So how did you get here? How did you get to the Keystone Concept from wherever you came?
Yeah, it was quite an interesting journey. When I was going through high school, I found out I really liked wildlife. I loved the outdoors. I would go hunting and fishing with my dad and brother and always liked tracking and seeing what was going on. Was a bird watcher growing up. So I knew I wanted to go into something with wildlife. And then when I went to college, I found that range management made a lot of sense for me. It's a strong foundation in natural resources. Got my degree in natural resource management from Washington State University. And I had all through that worked on different crews with the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to really become a good natural resource professional. And I guess it's probably a little bit of luck, but probably because I worked hard at it, I got my quote unquote dream job, my first job out of college. And so I worked for the Washington Department of Natural Resources for 2 years as a range conservationist and land manager. And in the course of those 2 years, I got married. And right around the time I had been there for 2 years, my wife got into medical school in Seattle, Washington, at University of Washington. So there goes my plan, right? Exploded
up in smoke.
So yeah. Yes, but there also kind of goes the journey that took me to where I'm at today. So we moved to Seattle, had no kids yet. My wife started med school, and I was able to transfer with Washington Department of Natural Resources. And I worked in the aquatics program managing commercial leases in downtown Seattle. So very different from what I was doing in Eastern Washington that I loved doing. I did that for about 2 years and then had a chance to get into the forestry program at DNR and manage Tiger Mountain, timber, harvest, silviculture, all that. And so by the time my wife had finished medical school, we had our daughter who's now 16. I had done basically almost every job in the DNR, from agriculture to forestry to aquatics to commercial leasing. And then again, we moved to New Mexico where my wife did her emergency medicine residency. I ended up getting a job with the state of New Mexico as their urban and community forestry program manager, growing a program that needed some work. Had an amazing state forester that I worked with, Butch Blazer, who went on to be the USDA Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture. Still have a good relationship with Butch. And I also got to get involved in regional and national leadership as well. So I was able to grow my network from Washington to New Mexico and then nationwide. And so when we finished Carrie's training in University of New Mexico and moved to Boise, I, after all those years of supporting her through her education, now we could afford for me not to work if I didn't want to work or to grow whatever it is that I wanted. So I was like, you know, I kind of want to do something a little different. I want to focus on the approach to land management and approach to organizational development that's different than I've seen other places. Started the Keystone concept and got up and going. And that's my long winding journey to get to where we're at now. And now I think the Keystone concept's been in operation for 10 years now.
While Lance enjoys his work, it doesn't mean it has always been easy. In fact, at one point he considered taking different jobs.
And I just got to the point where I didn't like coming to work every day. And so I started actually looking at jobs and I applied for a few. And actually one of them that I didn't get, I really remember when I received the notification via email, it was kind of a turning point for me of, wow, yeah, I'm really glad that didn't work out because the freedom that I have to do what makes sense and drive a project in a way that's really going to make a difference besides just turning out a widget, I couldn't do that if I worked for somebody else. The other interesting thing was in that course of that few years, I was actually offered a really good job that I turned down. Same kind of thing of, I've done that before, I would be good at it, it would pay really well, but that would kind of be squashing the opportunity that I have. And so when I look at how I'm able to do that and how I'm able to creatively build, there's nothing that I do by myself. And people sometimes don't understand whenever I'm talking about the Keystone concept and what we do, it's, I never do anything by myself. And people are like, wait a minute, but you're a sole proprietor company. That doesn't make sense. It's you. And I'm like, no, it's not really me. I mean, I'm part of that puzzle, but there's a whole team behind what we do. So there's other companies that we partner with on projects. And so I would talk to you, Mark, and you'd say, I have a project. And I'd say, tell me more about it. And then I'd come up with, oh, I'm going to bring in these three team members and we're going to build a team and do that. And I love to be the coach and the student and the athlete in that team. But I want to make that team work. And so that's really why I think this company makes sense for me. And it also allows me to be really creative. I want to be surrounded by motivational people that are smart, that challenge me. And I can build that within the framework of this company. And I think that would probably be a little bit squashed if I worked for another company as an employee.
One example of the freedom and creativity that Lance enjoys at the Keystone Concept is one of the first projects his company worked on, That project has grown and evolved over time into an organization called the Treasure Valley Canopy Network.
It was your traditional, it started 10 years ago. It was the first contract that I was hired to do by Idaho Department of Lands. And they wanted to do an ecosystem services assessment of the Treasure Valley. So we know there are a lot of trees in the Treasure Valley, but we couldn't really capture the monetary benefits for air quality, water quality. That's kind of where this whole journey started. They hired me to do that project. After that report was done, typically in government, that's what drove me nuts when I worked in government. When that plan's done, it's done. And everybody kind of wipes their hands and like, whew, that was a lot of work. And then it goes on the shelf. And then they go back to doing their daily job. When it was done, they said, Lance, you've worked really hard to get these active stakeholders engaged. And now they want to know what's next. We're going to hire you for the next 4 years to take it to what's next. And so we went through a whole organizational visioning process. We came up with the name, the Treasure Valley Canopy Network, built a website. And at about that time, Idaho Power Company really wanted to do an energy conservation trees program.
That became the Treasure Valley Shade Tree Project, which is expanded into 11 counties throughout the Idaho Power service area.
And it is actually proving that it does conserve energy. A lot of these programs around the country, it is more a feel-good thing. And they want to conserve energy, but it never really has penciled out. It is penciling out for Idaho Power, which is really exciting. And that is a perfect model of a project that grows out of the program of the Treasure Valley Canopy Network.
Today, the Treasure Valley Canopy Network is a standalone 501c3 organization and continues to grow partnerships and programs, including stormwater work and an urban heat map that informs the City of Boise's climate action. One of its latest projects is the City of Trees Challenge.
So one of the projects that came within the last 2 years was the City of Trees Challenge with Council President Elaine Clegg, which is how we met with the City of Trees opportunity with Love Boise Parks. Council President Clegg saw that the City of Boise couldn't do this challenge alone to grow one tree for every household within the City of Boise and one tree for every resident in Idaho forests as a climate action opportunity for every resident to be able to do something. And so now the Canopy Network and our partners at the Nature Conservancy have both partnered with City of Boise and Council President Clegg to launched the City of Trees Challenge now in our second year, and that will be going nationwide in the next few months, inviting other cities to join us as well. And so that story right there, I guess that's an example of a project that started 10 years ago that's now grown into an organization that is continuing to grow and expand our reach. I am blessed from serving in leadership roles in DC and at a national level to know a lot of the national organizations that do this work. So it is so fun to grow something tangible in the town where I live that I love and care about the people and the landscapes and bring in my friends from Arbor Day Foundation and American Forests and the U.S. Forest Service to shine a light on what we do here. Within the small little City of Trees.
You can learn more about the Treasure Valley Canopy Network at tvcanopy.net. Support the City of Trees Challenge at loveboiseparks.org. Every City of Trees Challenge shirt you buy plants two forest seedlings in Idaho forests. If you're wondering how you might go about building and developing career relationships and delivering work that makes a difference, Lance has some advice.
I have chosen to get involved in a number of organizations as a volunteer board member and leader. And some of my most enriching work, paying work now, has come out of that volunteer service that I've done. I would encourage people to get involved in those. If you find pleasure in providing a service and you want to work together with a good team, the relationships that I've built with those people not only make it fun, but we eventually end up working on something. And I don't think I ever would have developed those kind of relationships with those people if we didn't do some volunteer service together. You're going to volunteer a lot of time and effort, and it's never going to, in that moment, pay for itself. But in those relationships that you develop, it will pay in the long run, and you'll find those team members that you can really work with and do something that's impactful for your community.
thinking back on your career, what advice would you give your younger self?
I mean, my younger self was very focused. I mean, I can easily, in the past, I was probably a perfectionist. I wanted to get everything right. I studied really hard. I did my work so that when I showed up to game day, like it was, all the work was done and I could just go have fun and race and be successful. And that's how I went about work as well. Pretty rigid, but prepared. And what I've learned along the way is it's a journey and it's a lot more fun to walk into that room with a skeleton of a plan, but be flexible to what is presented in front of you. So I think I would tell my younger self, be sure to have fun, enjoy the journey because it's about the journey. It's not about the destination. That's a little bit of what I learned through sport was that when you would reach a goal, I swam competitively, when you would reach a goal, it would feel amazing for a few seconds. And then you would look around and you would be like, wow, what's next? You know, it's not about that destination. It's all that you did to get there. And so I think that's something that I've learned both sometimes the easy way, but often the hard way of like, it's an adventure. You don't know where you're going to go. I had it all teed up to get that dream job and I had it for 2 years, but look where I am now. I never would have gotten to this spot with this really creative company if it wasn't for working in the city. And I think when you're a studious person, you're focused and driven, it's really easy to focus on trying to get it perfect and get it right. And I think often you'll miss out on opportunities that are presented in front of you because you're too focused on the end goal. So that's a long way of saying, enjoy the adventure along the way, be open and curious to opportunities and have fun along the way.
So-called is sponsored by loveboiseparks.org, which donates profits to support, promote, and preserve open spaces in Boise, Idaho. Use promo code SOCALLED for 10% off all your purchases at loveboiseparks.org. Our theme and transition music was composed by Roberto Cavaco. All other stylings are the sound of my voice. If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Subscribe and leave us a review. SOCALLED is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts.